Oh, good. You're finally awake. You and I have a lot to talk about. How are you feeling? Your head hurts? Oh, darling, I'm sorry to hear that, but it kind of serves you right. I mean, for drugging me like that? I guess we could just call it... karma? Yeah, that sounds about right. In any case, I am really sorry that your head hurts. If there was a better way to put you to sleep, I would have. Unfortunately, I didn't really have many supplies. But none of that matters anymore. It's far too late to reverse the effects of the potion. I guess I'm like this forever. I guess I'm your problem forever. Although I wouldn't call myself a problem, to have someone to love you so truly and dearly, don't you think that's a blessing? I mean, you had to have had a crush on me to give me the potion in the first place, right? You wanted me in love with you. And, I mean, how far is obsession from love? I'm sure if you just try to love me, even a fraction as much as I love you, you won't even notice the difference. It'll just be little quirks. Right? Oh, no, darling. I'm not gonna untie you. I don't trust you. I could tell that when you came home and you realized what had happened, you wanted to run away from me. And I can't let you do that. That would kill me. That would break me. You wouldn't do that to your best friend now, would you? Come on, you know better than that. So, no, you're gonna stay here with me. I can't keep you tied up forever. That's a pretty bold statement. You don't know that. I could keep you tied up here for a millennia. An eternity. The only downside would be it would maybe be a little bit boring for both of us. I mean, cuddling is nice. I was cuddling your body while you were asleep, but cuddling isn't everything. It would be really nice to go out with you again, to hang out, to go to classes, to study with you, or to be studying in the vicinity of you and having you pretend to study. Honestly, I can't believe you got the effects of the love potion this wrong. I mean, seriously, if you had just paid attention for just one day in class, you would have known. You would have known that this was an entirely experimental thing that was really dangerous, and maybe you wouldn't have given it to me. Or maybe you would have. Maybe you wanted this ending so badly that you would have put both of our lives at risk for it. Is that love? Is that obsession? It doesn't matter. That's all in the past. You can't change the past. But I can change our future. Hold on. I just had an idea. Give me one second. I'll be right back. I found it. You know, darling, you're not the best hider of things. I was only searching around for maybe 10 minutes and I found it. All the way in the back of your kitchen pantry. The potion. With this bad boy, we'll be able to avoid your fate of being chained up to the bed for the rest of your life. So here, drink. I said drink. Are you kidding me? Don't get all high and mighty on me. You made me drink this. Now you have to drink it. Don't make me force this down your throat. I love you, but I'll do it. I want you to love me as much as I love you. Is that so wrong? And honestly, I don't think you'll understand how deep my love is for you unless you drink this and feel it for yourself. I'm putting my foot down. You're drinking this. Fine. But don't say I didn't warn you. Drink it. There. Was that so hard? Now we'll be together forever. Now you'll never want to leave me, just like how I never want to leave you. It'll be perfect. Hey, what are you laughing for? Why are you laughing? What? You pranked me? With what? I don't understand. You didn't actually give me the potion? Oh, yikes. Well, darling, I'm sorry to break this to you. I'm sure you feel very, accomplished in this moment. Yes, this is very embarrassing. Ah, you caught me, the placebo effect. Except this isn't a placebo effect. Darling, I've felt this way for you for such a long time. I followed you every single day, home from school, in between classes. Tell me, exactly why do you think it is that no girls talk to you? It's because of me. I scared them all away. It's been because of me. Don't you understand? It's always been me. Only me. We're perfect for each other. And now, you're tied up in my house. And nobody knows that you're here. Yeah. It's starting to set in, isn't it? I can tell. You're not laughing anymore. You look quite serious. It's a quite handsome look on you. Well, darling, it's been so nice chatting, but I have to go finish fixing the memory spell I'm working on. Yes, a memory spell. I'm gonna give it to our friends, and of course our teachers, and your family. No one's gonna remember that you ever existed. No one other than me. And then you'll be all mine. And no one will look for you or try to take you away from me. I'm so excited. It's almost done too. And I know just the way to give it to them. So don't you worry, darling. Don't you worry your little head about anything. Everything's gonna be fine. Just leave it up to me. And to think, if you hadn't have thought to pull such a stupid prank on me, I would have never done this. I think we're pretty lucky. Oh, and you know what? I could whip up another love potion and give it to you this time. That way maybe you'll understand how deeply I love you. Anyway, darling, I'm gonna go work. Why don't you take another nap? I love you.